Red Crystal by Claire Francis, read by Stephen Pacey. Part 1, Spring 1968. Chapter 1. Gabrielle Schroeder chose her clothes thoughtfully. What did one need for such an occasion? Running shoes, certainly, jeans, a top which wasn't so bulky that it would impede her arms. At the same time, it would be cold waiting outside the hotel. She pulled on a sweater and took a scarf from the hook on the back of the door. With a leather jacket, that should be enough to keep her warm. She made a half-hearted attempt to tidy the area around her bed, stuffing some clothes into a hold-all, and then gave up. A broken mirror sat on the mantelpiece. She looked at her reflection. Hair dark, shoulder length, slightly wavy, parted severely in the middle. Skin pale, eyes dark and hollow. She still wasn't used to herself without makeup. She'd worn it for years. The pale white foundation, the thick eyeliner and heavy mascara, a slave to fashion. But who needed makeup? That was for manufactured women who didn't know who they really were. She could see that now. But it had taken her long enough to realize. She was 25. Finally, the hat. It was a woolen one that came down over her forehead. After a moment's thought, she removed it, fastened her hair to the top of her head with a pin, and replaced the hat. Better. Now her hair wouldn't get in her eyes. The complete political activist. A small tremor of nervousness tugged at her. She'd never done anything like this before. Nor had the others. Nor had anybody. Demonstrations in Britain were usually orderly, good-humoured, well-behaved. Passive. This was going to be different.